Where did you store your corn on the farm?
Generally stored in what they call a crib, corn crib.
Was that a separate building?
Sometimes it was, sometimes it was in this combination barn.
Did they ever call a place like that a granary or a granary?
Not yet, no.
I see. Where did you mentioned that you had a mule barn. Was there ever a place where you put your cows inside?
Cows didn't, we had a separate place where we had what's called a cow pen. And we didn't try to keep cows underneath any shelter.
I see.
We had a place where they could milk them. But in those days, we didn't have the facilities for milking that they had later on. We just generally just the process of milking, the operation of milking was simply let the cow and the calf that'd been separated, you see, overnight, let them get together and let the calf suck around each tit, they call it, each udder, and then pull them off and tie them off with a rope, tie them off where you could, and then you sit down and rinse the cow's bag with water, got it clean, wiped it off, and you sit down there and milk it. And that's all the hygienic process that you use to cleanse the bag. You just washed it off good and got it clean as far as the naked eye was concerned.
Did you ever do anything to the milk to get any of the impurities out?
Not after you got to the house, no. You just kept it clean. You kept a cloth over the bucket. You milk a cup full, pour it in the bucket, and put a cloth over it to keep the flies out.
But you didn't pour the milk through some kind of fine wire mesh?
Well, yes, we did that. We strained the milk. We had a strainer when we put the milk up, while they'd strain it through a strainer and go into a flat pan, generally, and that let the cream rise over a broader surface. And after the cream would rise, then they would skim it and put it in chewing. And then put some milk in there with the cream, and so you'd have buttermilk, you know, and then churn it. Had an old churn with a churn dasher that went up and down with a wooden paddle on the end of it, round paddle, with holes in it, so the milk would come up through those holes of the dasher. And that was art, and it was an art in churning. You knew how to, you had to kind of keep rhythm and not break your rhythm. The milk would come, the butter would come quicker, they called it. What we're trying to do is make the cream turn to butter and gather itself together. Then they would go in and take the butter up and put it with a pan, with a long spoon or something, put it in a pan, and then we'd try to keep it cool. And after it set a little while they drained it, what little milk was in the pan out, and take a butter paddle and wake the butter up, wake all the milk out of it. That's called waking up the butter. Put a little salt in it. And then they had a butter mold that put that butter out of the pan and put in this mold and put it up and let it set. And then after it set a while, maybe overnight, I don't remember about that, how long it would sit, some hours. Then they had a way of pushing the mold of butter out, generally about a pound around, and then it generally had some decoration on one side of it, like a bunch of acorns, representative of a bunch of acorns or a flower or something. Made the butter pat look decorative.
Well, in the days before you had refrigeration, what did you do about your milk and butter?
We kept it in a cool place without the sun, and tried to keep it where it had ventilation.